From NPR and WBUR Boston, I'm Meghna Chakrabarty in for Jeremy Hobson. It's Here and Now. You already get to pay extra for checked baggage or in-flight meals on most major U.S. airlines, but now there's more. American carriers are introducing a brand new slate of fees for services, which they say will improve the traveling experience while also bringing in more money for the struggling industry. Heidi Moore is the finance and economics editor at The Guardian, and she joins us now from New York to fill us in. Hi there, Heidi.
Hi, how are you?
I'm doing great. So what are some of these new fees that the airlines are offering or imposing?
They are offering them. I think after years of the stick method of offering fees, they've now gone for carrots. So you can buy more leg room, which is fantastic. You can buy the seat next to you to keep it empty, which is, I think, a little self-indulgent, if I may editorialize. You can buy first-class meals and have them served in coach, maybe just to add a little bit more class torment to your trip. So all of these are options that you now have to make the traveling experience feel more pleasant. Before, the assumption was that you would just get the bare minimum and you would have to pay to make it civilized. Mm-hmm. And now you have to pay to make it indulgent, almost debauched.
So that sounds like the key difference. That beforehand, we were being asked to pay fees for services that we once received, but these are a brand new slate of services that should enhance the traveling experience. So who are these fees or these opportunities geared towards?
Well, primarily they're geared towards travelers, of course, who have money and who are willing to, pay the extra. The thing is, if you're a middle-class traveler, you've already seen the fees that have eaten into your travel money, right? I mean, you've paid $2 for a soda on Frontier Airlines, $100 for carry-on fees at Spirit, penalties for, printing out your boarding pass and so on. So these are people who can pay and who feel like it's worth it to make the airline experience a bit more pleasant. But my suspicion is that most people will be happy to keep things as bare bones as possible, that a plane is basically a bus with wings, and everyone just wants to get on, get off, and make quick work of it.
Indeed. So, but tell me a little bit more about how fees play into the airline industry. I mean, are they actually a source of a lot of money?
Yeah, they have been huge for the airline industry. Just a few years ago, it was struggling, and that was because it drew about 88% of its revenues from airfares alone. And when airlines moved to making airfares only 70% of their revenues and getting the rest from these fees, they became profitable. They added $27 billion to their revenues just last year from these extra fees. And, and that's a 20% rise. So as far as money goes, they are onto something very smart. People are willing to pay these fees.
Okay, so let me ask you, am I going to see you on a plane with an empty seat next to you in a baby-free zone eating first-class meals anytime soon?
I would tweet the entire experience, but I doubt that would be me. I do believe in no-frills air travel. I want to get from one place to another and spend my time sunbathing wherever I land.
Okay. Well, one last thing. I see that airlines are collecting data to target where passengers are in airports, and then they can offer them nearby services there. In the last couple seconds that we have, how's that going over with travelers?
That will probably go over great. Anything that makes air travel more convenient is probably going to be a hit, even if it involves some forsaking some privacy.
Well, Heidi Moore is the finance and economics editor at The Guardian. Thanks so much, Heidi.
Thank you.
Well, listeners, let us know what you think. Would you like to have that free seat next to you? Would you like to sit in a baby-free zone? And would you pay for it? What kind of fees do you think would make traveling more pleasurable for you? Let us know at hereandnow.org.
Funding for Here and Now comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink technical computing software, accelerating the pace of discovery in engineering and science. Find over 200 job openings at MathWorks.com.